Alexandra. Let's talk about some of the other categories of the kids. The nerd. Of course, we always know him when you see the movie The Revenge of the Nerds.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I'm going to have that song in my head for the rest of the night. The nerd. Okay, so the nerd I followed, you know, he dealt with stereotypical assumptions about nerds. And he made a really good point, which is that there's not just one kind of nerd. There are several kinds of nerds. And even within the nerds, there's sort of a hierarchical system. But, okay, so here's one of the points I want to make about nerds.
All right.
Politicians today are always complaining about the lack of scientists in this country and how not enough students are going into the career, and they're you know, scrambling, trying to figure out solutions. But nobody is actually talking to the students to see why they don't go into science. And you know why? Well, one reason is because it is considered so nerdy to be a scientist or an engineer when you're in school.
That's right.
So one thing I say is that if students were to celebrate student scientists the same way as they celebrate athletes, a lot more students would go into the sciences. If you look at a pep rally, who does the school put up in front of the kids and applaud and cheer for and, you know, give no homework nights on a championship match day? It's always the jocks, always. It's not the kids on the chess team. It's not the debaters. It's not the artists. It's not even the drama kids. It's always the jocks. And if schools were to create a more egalitarian atmosphere, then I think a lot of these clique tensions would disappear.
Well, I think so too. The old nerds, I remember them with their pens in their pocket.
Yeah.
Those days we didn't have calculators. We had slide rules. Did you know some kids today, Alexandra, don't even know what they are?
Slide rules?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, at least they've got Facebook.
That's right. All right, the new girl. Not easy. Not easy to be the new person in school, is it?
Not easy at all. And in the case of the new girl who I followed, she was also dealing with racial tensions because she was black. And she was also dealing with cultural differences because she came from the Caribbean. Her story brought up something interesting as well. There is a pressure for many kids, and this is not just something in her story. I interviewed so many hundreds of students across the country, and this is something that a lot of minority students told me about. There's a pressure to, and this is again in quotes, act white and to speak white. And I know that could set off a hailstorm of debates, but it sort of ties into the idea that there's only one proper image, one mainstream image to have in a school, and if you can't fit into that little slot, then you're going to be an outsider, which is interesting because I would estimate maybe 98% of kids are not in the popular crowd, and yet instead of trying to overthrow the popular crowd or change things around, they just sort of accept that there is a group of elite students, and then there's everybody else.
And would that be in a predominantly white school where the black student has to feel that way?
Yeah, and that's a good point. Of the seven people I followed, the racial and economic demographics in each school were different. So it definitely depends on the student body. But even at schools where there is a high number of minorities, there's still – so you go into the cafeteria and – some students will call the tables, okay, well, that's Asia over there, and that one's Africa, and that's Mexico. And that's just, you know, that's kind of appalling.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one is called the gamer. What is that? Who is that?
The gamer, oh, he's wonderful. So he is somebody, the gamer is someone who is, he's actually won some professional gaming tournaments, online gaming. He's also called the geek at school. And there are just so many misconceptions about people who play video games. It's ridiculous, especially with how mainstream video games have become. And he's hardcore. He does PC games. There are just so many assumptions that people make about kids who game, kids who are online. And this is probably a good time, as good a time as any, to talk about social network sites. If your children are on sites like Facebook, that's not something that fits the general stereotype of you know, someone on the computer, you know, online gaming or addicted to the computer or anything and trying to meet strangers on dating sites all night long. Facebook is different. So Facebook, MySpace, they're called social network sites or SNS. Kids are going on these sites to basically continue their friendships from school. Back in the 50s, 60s, whatever, you had public spaces like roller rinks or malls for teens to meet each other relatively unsupervised and in a relatively safe space. Okay, well, we all know that public spaces aren't so safe anymore, and, you know, online spaces aren't so safe either. However, Facebook should be viewed not as this sort of dangerous place to meet predators, but as a different kind of public space. I call it the online cafeteria because it's basically an extension of the cafeteria at school. So it's basically another tool to handle friendships.
Is there pressure, and we'll come back to the social networks in a second, but is there pressure on kids to post things on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and things like that where, you know, they're almost consumed by it?
Yes, absolutely. That's an excellent, excellent question. So there's a pressure on kids today to essentially be their own publicists all the time. They feel like, okay, well, these sites are an extension of who I am in school, so I better put up the best image possible. And so there's such pressure to put up photos and to make it seem like you're out having fun all the time and you have X amount of friends. Oh, well, the popular kids have, you know, 700 friends, so I better go collect some more friends so it looks like I'm more popular than I am. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not in high school today because it just seems so hard and so exhausting and so filled with pressure.
All right, back to the remaining couple kids that you followed. The weird girl.
The weird girl. Yeah. People have such misconceptions about people who are a little bit different. The girl who dyes her hair, the guy who has a piercing, the girl whose sexuality isn't clearly defined out there for everybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are automatically branded as weird if they don't fit this one sort of preppy-ish image. And you know what? I like weird. I'm going to get all the emails now, aren't I? Yeah, it is the weird people, and that's, again, in quotes, who are going to make the interesting adults. And that's something I definitely saw with the weird girl in this book.
Do you find that the weird people are the creative ones?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's the people who aren't weird who I think we should be worried about.
Yeah. And the last one, the band geek. Tell me about the band geek.
The band geek. Oh, he's such a sweetheart. He was labeled what is called today emo. There are a lot more labels than there used to be. And so emo people are people who are more inclined to express their emotions and more in tune with their emotions than other people might be at that age. And frankly, I think that's a good thing. I think that's pretty healthy that they're not trying to whitewash themselves into a sort of robotic Stepford state throughout high school. But he had a hard time with that. People thought he was too serious. People thought, oh, well, he's wearing all black, so something must be wrong with him. But emo actually brings me to another point. So I think there are more labels in school than there were back in the day. And the evolution of these labels tells us something. It used to be, okay, you're a nerd because you study too much. You're a jock because you play sports. That's referring to what people do. But now we have emo. We have indie, which refers to an independence of spirit. And the labels seem to be shifting in school to indicate how you are, as if there is a proper standard of being rather than just a standard of doing. And that's scary to me, that we are now getting inside people's personalities and saying your personality should be popular and yours should not, and yours is weird and so on. And I think that's kind of distressing.